Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Chavtes, and Megillah Chavtes talks about the Dalet Parshios and the Mishnah, and we're going to talk about Parsha Zachar, which is the unique one amongst the Dalet Parshios, as we know, and the sources in our Mishnah right here. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechalias B'Shabbos, Koran B'Parsha Shkolim. Chalias B'Tocha Shabbos, Makdimim L'Shabbos, Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres. We know the Gemara tells us later on the order, the way that you remember which Shabbos is an on Shabbos, an off Shabbos, Zatu, Budan, Ubiyu, that comes up on the next daf. B'Shniya Zachar. Right, that's the second one. B'Shniya Zachar, on the second Shabbos of the special Parshios, we have Parshas Zachar. Why do we have Parshas Zachar? Because Parshas Zachar is about Amalek, and as we know, the Shabbos before Purim is when we remember Amalek. So this is the source for Parsha Zachar. Let's talk about some of the issues that come up in Parsha Zachar. Tosfos in Maseches Brachos notes that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. A mitzvah d'oraisa. It says, Zachor es asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. But Zachor, as we know, always means lahazkir. We had that a couple of days ago relating to Megillah, but it's also in the Medrash. In Parshas Bechukosai, Zacharis Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Yachol Belibcha, you might think in your heart, to remember Shabbos, Tamalomar, Kshomer Shamor, Harishmir Slev Amura. So you already know to remember it in your heart by Shamur. Hamani Mekayim Zachar Shetei Shone Beficha. So that you say it with your mouth, you have to be mazkir, you have to mention. Vechein, skip a couple of lines in the Medrash. Vechein Omer Zachar Isashur Asalacha Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you. Yachol Belibcha, Kshomer, Lo Sishkach, Harishich Chasalev Amura. So we know, Shechas Halev is already said. It says, Lo Tishkach, Hamani Mekayim Zachar, Shetehishone Beficha. So that you mention it with words. And Tosfos, and Maseches Brachos, and Daf Yud Gimel, mentions that Parsha Zachar is a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Why? Because the Mishnah there says, and based on the Gemara there says, based on the Mishnah, B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, the Gemara talks about whether Kriyashma has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Gemara says, well, what about the rest of the Torah? Does the rest of the Torah have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh? So the Gemara wonders, what do you mean the rest of the Torah? What rest of the Torah? What has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh? So Tosfos quotes Rashi that says Kriyas HaTorah, but the problem is Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanon, as we discussed recently. So V'yesh Lomar Tosfos says, Demairi b'parshios ha'mechuyavin likros d'araisa. It's talking about the parshios that you have to, if a chiyav to read d'araisa, kamo parsha zachar. Inami mikra bikurim uvidui meiser, or parshas chalitza, shem mitzvas batora legrosan. Right, so those, right, three of them are beferish of the Torah, mikra bikurim, vidui meiser, and parshas chalitza. But Tosfos adds on, parshas zachar, that it is a mitzvah d'araisa. The Rambam never mentions this. The Emek Bracha notes in his piece on Parsha Zachar on page Memches and Memtes, Achdas HaRambam Mashmid Esovah to Parsha Zachar Lo Avid HaRaisa, because in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Shel Zachiris HaMalik is a Mitzvah Tmidis. So it's a constant mitzvah. It doesn't say anything specifically about the Daraisa, a Shabbos before. She mitzvah loskar tamid ma'asav haram va'arivaso. The Kriyas Parsha Zachar im shar dalet parshios, he says in Hilchos Tefillah and Perek Yud Gimel, he just lists them with the other four parshios. So it sounds like that it's just a part of the group. Mashma de daito to Parsha Zachar im shar dalet parshios afilu mitzvah bifnei asma drabananena. Ve'inu ela seder hakriya mitzvah shel kriyas haTorah shesidro likro hadalet parshios b'chodesh Adar b'pnei ha'tamei hamuvarim b'gemara kamo shesider hakriya b'chol shar zmanim v'nafkamina b'zeh, says the Emek Bracha shein tzorch l'chavin lotzeis ulahotzi b'kriyas dalet parshios kivat she'ena mitzvah d'rabanan rak seider kriya. Doesn't sound like it is a personal chiyuv at all. Anyway, says the Emek Bracha. But either way, but we're machmer to assume that it is a mitzvah d'araisa and it is a separate chiyuv, and it's what we call a chovas hayachid. Even though the rest of Kriyas HaTorah, all the other Kriyas HaTorah is pashtos, according to most mefarshim, is a chovas hatzibur, but Parsha Zachar seems to be a chovas hayachid. Rav Sternbach writes this in Modim Uzmanim in the second chelek. V'nir la'aniyat da'ati lahaktim yisod begedo chiyav Kriyas HaTorah ba'alma she'ein ze chiyav akar kafta de gavra. In general, it's not a chiyav on each person. She'kol echad chayav l'shmoa b'sheni v'chamishi Kriyas HaTorah v'im lo shama avar atakata d'rabanan. No, that's not true. Rak ha'chova mutal ala tzibur likros v'beis ha'kneses. So chovas hatzibur, and it's a mitzvah for me to become part of the tzibur to hear the laning. V'im lo halach im kar beitzak neses b'tzibur lo avar klum af shelo zacha b'mitzvah. If they laid it in shul, even if I wasn't there, so then it's okay. I didn't take the opportunity to be part of the Sibur, but I didn't do something wrong. But says the Rav Sternbach, Parsha Zachar Shaini, Shebazeh Hachiv Chalak Hakafta Degavra, on each individual, the Kol Echad Rak Tiknu Sheyotzin Bekriyas Misefer Basara Dafka. Ubazeh Mishaloshama Avar Takanta Drabanan Shebito Mitzvaso. You bevatel the mitzvah. The Rabbanan told you to fulfill Parsha Zachar in this way, and it's different. So it's that's why we have all the kpedas. We have to hear every single word, and the Balkari is being motzi us through Shomea Kaone, and even the brachos were makbit to hear, and were makbit on the pronunciation and the safa and the havara, right? But the mefarshim explain we also have to know what the words mean, right? That's not a chumra, that even is just a din, but we have to know what the words mean. Often we're so makbit on everything else, but we don't know what asher karcha baderech vayezani v'cha. That's simple words, and therefore that's something that we should all be careful with. As well. So how often do we have to hear Parsha Zachar? So in the Torah doesn't say. It just says, remember Amalek. So there is a stipler in Maseches Brachos that says there are many open-ended mitzvos, Birchas Kohanim, and Tefillah, and others. So maybe that means, usually it means once a day every day. Birchas Kohanim is once a day every day. Tefillah is once a day every day. So you might have said that by Parsha Zachar also. And there is a minog. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kadosh to minog of saying the Shei Sechiros every day, but that's a minog, that's not a din. The din is, as we know here in the Mishnah, it's once a year. Once a year, Bishnia Zachar. So where does that once a year come from? That is the question. So there are two Gemaras. Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Ches, Bav Metzia Daf Chav Ches. Well, Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Ches says, Ha'amar Reb Shua Ben Levi, Ha'roes Chaveir Lachar Shloshim Yom, if somebody sees their friend after 30 days, so then, say after 30 days, so you make a shechianu. But if you see your friend after 12 months, la'achar yud beis chodesh, omer baruch mechayim esim. Why is that? Amar Rav, ein ames mishtaklich min alev el la'achar shnei masach chodesh. Ames is forgotten from the heart after 12 months. Shenemar nishtach nishkachachti kemes bilev ha'isi kichle oved. So after 12 months, that's when a mace is forgotten. And that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Yeridea. In Shemayin Vav, that's the minog of putting up a matzeva. Ha'minog she'ein ma'amidin matzeva ad achar yud beis chodesh. After 12 months, that's the minog. Mishum to ha'matzeva nire lachashivus. U'beha yud beis chodesh shelo yesh lo tzar. Inami, datam sh'matzeva shelo yishkach oso milev. Right, the mace is not forgotten until after Yud Beis Chodesh. Therefore, the matzeva helps one remember after Yud Beis Chodesh. So this is maybe where it comes from. The Gemara in Eilam Metzias also Aveda is forgotten after 12 months. So things are forgotten then. So that's why if the mitzvah is not to forget, so then that's why it's once a year. But if you take the Gemara literally, it says 12 months. So the question is how literally should we take this? The Maram Shik, in his commentary at Targum Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Tuf Reish Hei, Osbei says, well, so in Shana Mu'uberes, so then we have a problem, because we have 13 months between the two Parsha Zachars, so then it's more than, the time that it says that we forget, so maybe then we should make sure to have kavana during kiseitse. V'kantziv salanu hatarak doshesh lo tishkach. U'bevadei tzvichim lizoher lizkar pamachas b'kol shana v'shana. Says the Maram Shik. U'pamachas shal harav Rabbi Moshe. He asked, he asked from his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, Me'ir chadash shachar kach nasa l'artzeinu akdosha b'shasa iber ye yosim yud beis chodesh v'heishim maran bal Chassam Sofer shi be'emes v'skavein lotzeis v'varsha kiseitse al tonight. So he has kavana during Parshas Kiseitse. The kach roi lo nalasos. So he should have kavana during Kiseitse. The problem is that the Chassam Sofer himself in a tshuva says that one does not have to be machmir about it. In Eben Ezer and Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, he's not worried about it. He says, "V'chi b'shnas b'shana pshuta yishkach achar yud beis chodesh." What after 12 months you forget everything? U'b'shana mu'beres b'nei yud gimel chodesh. The b'shana it means the cycle of the year. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that after 12 months you forget everything. The b'shana yish hekif shakol hayamim. All the experiences you may simcha v'dalat somos v'sharben yonim sheish l'kol yom b'yomo shema orera lizkar inyan. And it means kol hazmanim, and once you finish the whole year, kvar hotzi midaito. V'yem keim kivin shelo kalu, the moadim v'shinu hazmanim ad yud gimel chadashim, eino motziyo milibo, al derech mashal. Right, the derech mashal im melo yud beis chodesh rosh chodesh adar sheni, mikam amushek, yeh purim arishon yizkar v'yisatzev. Right, it's the cycle of the year. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says one doesn't have to worry about it. So again, it's a stira within the Misoras of the Chassam Sofers. Again, the biggest proof against that Maharam Shik is that the Rishonim didn't mention it. One would say, if the Rishonim mentioned it, if it was such a chashash, then it should be in the Rishonim. Should be in the Rishonim. The Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, also has a tshuva, Siman Lamed Gimel, many reasons why it shouldn't be an issue. Maybe it's a chumra l'dasu de kula. People are going to start focusing on Kiseitse and not focusing on Parshas Zachar. Says the Divrei Yoel, Chada yesh lahakshas datu mi lo have yadi chachamim b'shasha kavu zman kriyas parsha zachar. But the Bali Talmud didn't know this, that every couple of years there's a shana mubaros l'shabbos l'vnei Purim ki yesh shana mubaros v'ilu avitayim mishum destam shicha yud beis chodesh vade lo yishoskim v'ilu hashmienu eizat takana l'shasa ibur. Shelo yavar yosef yud beis chodesh bein kriya shabishana zula kriya shana hakodemus. They would have been misakin something. They would have misakin something, and the Rishonim earlier would have said something. So therefore, it's not an issue of Yud Beis Chodesh. And also, Mace and Aveda are different and unique. Those are things that are semi-out of one's mind. And this is completing the fact that they're out of our mind. Right? A Mace, Shaini Hachashu, Misya'ish Mimenu, Masiru Milibo, Kihu Yodea, Kiafza Shal Kol Tikva. Right? Aveda and Mace are different. And therefore, you can't compare those two with other contexts. So anyways, that's in terms of how often, but generally it's once a year. With that chumrah of the Maharam Shik, but most assume not. Parshas another issue is Parshas Bishalach. Right? Can one be Yotze with Parshas Bishalach? We know we learn Parshas Kiseitze, but can one be Yotze with Parshas Bishalach? So that is a question the Magen Avram in Siman Tav Reish Pehei discusses that it's okay b'dieved maybe to use that Parshas Zachar Yotze al pi adchak b'mashi yishma hakriya b'purim Parshas vayavo amalek. So somebody can come to shul on Purim morning and hear the bezenami zocher ma'isa amalek yotze dechovaso, and one would be able to be yotze in that way. But again, it's not so pasha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's an aspect of Amalek that's not in Parshas Bishalach, and that's what Amalek did. Bishalach is just about what we have to do, but it's not about what Amalek did. Lefiyani Yazdaiti Iker Dina Shal Magad Avram Sarachiyun Doksiv Batora Zachar Esa Asher Asalacha Amalek Asher Karcha Baderech Vayezani Becha Timche Vakavana Shal Olishkoch Masha Asalanu Amalek. So that part of it, says the Mishnah Berurah, is not in Parshas Bishalach. Svah Bishalach. And the Ramban also discusses this in the end of Kiseitse. The Ramban seems to say, also focus on what Amalek did. V'anachon be'enai, shu lomar, shu lo tishkach masha asa lanu Amalek, ad shenimcha shmo mitachat ha-shamayim. Don't forget what Amalek did. This is what the Mishnah Berurah was quoting. This is what he stands for. This is what he did. And we have to tell the generations. Came in my Samiriam. We have to say exactly what happened. Right? So in Bishalach, it doesn't say what happened. It just says our reaction to what happened. And therefore, lechadchila, one should not rely on Bishalach. The Bitzalah Chachma, Bitzalah Stern has a long tshuva about this in Chelik Vasim and Memvav. He's Mekel B'dieved, if one needs to rely on Parshas Bishalach. Another fascinating issue, though, mentioned is the minyan. Do you need a minyan for Parshas Zachar? So where does he need a minyan? Is it any more Davar Shebekdusha? So you need a minyan for laning, Davar Shebekdusha. That's a Dindur Rabbanan. But on a Daraisa level, would you need a minyan? What do you need a minyan for on a Daraisa level? Anything? So if you look at the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Zayin, we have that story. Remember the story of Rebbe Eliezer, who freed his Evet. Maisa, Rebbe Eliezer, Shenechnas Abbas HaKnesses, Velo Matzah Sarah. There were 9 people in Shul, or 8 people, we'll see. So he needed a minyan. So what did he do? He was Meshachrer his Evet, in order to be mashlim to a minyan. But the Gemara asks, isn't that an Avera? You're not allowed to be Meshachar your Evan. I'm going to Meshachar Abda over Basay, Shenemar La'ola Bohem Tavodu. So how could he have been Meshachar's Evan isn't it a violation of an asay? So the Gemara says, l'dvar mitzvah shiny. For a dvar mitzvah, it's okay. For a dvar mitzvah, it's okay. So the question was, second, mitzvah baba vera. Mitzvah derabim shiny. Mitzvah derabim is different. So what mitzvah is being referred to here? Which mitzvah requires a minyan to be mishach, and that's why he had to be mishachrer his eved. So that's what the Rush talks about here. Famous Rush. The Rush says, quoting the story, mitzvah derabim shiny. De olim asay derabim dechsivin ikdashdi besoch bnei Yisrael. Right, that mitzvah, v'haynu asay de mekachin es Hashem ba'asara. Kiddush Hashem ba'asara. Barabim v'afilu havi milsa derabanan kagon lishmoa kedusha. Baruchu, shalom atzinu lo ikr min ha-Torah, afilu hachi dachi asei diyachid. Delo mistaver li, I don't think demairi ba'asara da'araisa, where it's talking about a case we did in Asara da'araisa, kegon likros parsha zachar. Shehu min ha-Torah, demasha demacholin inairi, it doesn't sound like it's dafka, that was parsha zachar, it happened to be, and he needed the minyan. It doesn't sound that way, he walked into shul for parsha zachar. It doesn't sound that way, and therefore the Rush says, it must be talking about the dindra rabbanan, of being Mekadish Shmo Barabim, which ends up being the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Daraisa, but that's what he says. So, and this Rush is quoted by the Chuba Sadesh and the Shulchan Aruch, the Lechad Chila was supposed to try to have a minion for Parsha Zachar. She'ela, the Chuba Sadesh says in Simin Kufches, B'nei Yishuvim, She'ela Minyan Ba'ir. V'ratzonam Aleches El Kihilos, Hasmuchas Lem Li Yimei Purim, Kedei L'Shmo Mikra Megillah B'tzibur. Right, so is it, they want to hear the Mikra Megillah B'tzibur. Should they go hear Parsha Zachar B'tzibur? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shuvah Tadeshen that Parsha Zachar Minyan is even more chamor than Minyan for a Megillah, which we had earlier, the Maker that you don't need. Machlokas, whether it's Shalom Bismano, do you need a Minyan? The Maker that you don't need a Minyan for Megillah. Yira says the Shuvah Tadeshen to Adarabah, Tzarech Tfei Sheyishma Kriyas Parsha Zachar B'tzibur, Mi Maker Megillah. Afagav de Mikra Megillah Adifa v'chol mitzvos nidachos mipaneha, as we had in the first parak, Mikra Megillah is mevatlin everything for Mikra Megillah mikol makom odas roba poskim nikres hi biyachid aval kriyas parsha zachar kasav ha'ashiri, right, quotes the Rush, da asei daraisa hu likrason ba'asara, right, so he says, he quotes this Gemara, and he quotes that pshat of the Rush in the behavior of Rabbi Eliezer. V'zeshon akar b'asha zachar kodem purim. V'im kein tzarech lizer sheyoter. Sheishma kriyash b'asha zachar batzara. Mimikra megillah bizmana. Ela sheha olam lo zahiri b'hafi. The olam is not zahir, but this is what the Shuvah Tadeshen says, right, that it's more important to have that minion. Some say, the Rav Asher Weiss has this comment, maybe that there's a mistake in the Rush, it should be asay d'tzibur, not asara b'tzibur. But again, that is the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rush and the Trumas Hadeshin. There is no separate bracha for Parsha Zachar. That's also a discussion that Kaf HaChayim discusses. Maybe it has an element of hashchasa, of destruction of Umos HaOlam, so maybe that's not appropriate. But others, Valhoras Nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner, discusses a couple of ideas. Maybe the Rashba writes in the Shuvah that there's no bracha on Misas Bezdin. L'fisha Hashem Yisparach Chas al Bir Yosef, Ve'eno Chavetz B'Misasun Shal Rishayim. You don't make a bracha on Peronus. So maybe here too, Zechiris Bechias Amalek is similar to a bracha on Peronus, right? Or he says maybe it's a bracha usually adds the lishma element to the maisa. And here, the whole kriya is lishma. You don't have to have any, you know, other kavanas. Deikra atam shedigna lebarach ala mitzvah su kadeh she yisorer la'asosa l'shei mitzvah. V'kol zeh shayachechi she'ein b'maisa mitzvah davar she yaskiru l'chavi l'shei mitzvah. There's nothing inherent in the mitzvah. Aval k'shekori parsha zachar, well, why else are you reading it? Hari b'parsha zu atzma k'suva di'ika mitzvah l'zkores b'aisa malek. So you're basically explaining. V'nimsa she'amiras ha'parsha mo'eles ka'amiras ha'bracha. V'kriyas ha'parsha atzma mo'oreo l'adash yish b'maisa zeh mitzvah. And that's maybe why you don't make a bracha on Kriyishma, he says, because Kriyishma itself is Kamal Sumach Hashmayim, right? That's the Abu Dram that we mentioned in another context. But the other answer might be based on the Maisa Nisim, the Nasivas in the Haggadah, when he says you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim, because any mitzvah that's done in the context of a bracha, or is a bracha itself, does not get its own bracha. So that's why benching doesn't get its own bracha, and tefillah doesn't get its own bracha, because it is a bracha. So also, mitzvos that are done in the context of brachas, like kriyashma, like Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is done in the context. So maybe originally the Baal Amar says they didn't make a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar because it was done Tkiyos Al Seder Abrachas. So that's why maybe here too is done in the context of Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore it doesn't get its own bracha. So that's another suggestion for no bracha. Big issue we're not going to get into of women, whether women are obligated in Parsha Zachar, the Sefer HaChinuch, whether it's connected at all to the Milchama. Again, there are many that are makpid dafka to come out dafka Parsha Zachar. There are others that are not makpid for the women to hear the Kriya. Again, that's a big discussion, different minhagim in terms of that, women and Parshas Zachar. Okay, we'll stop here.